Where is the Lost Colony? Chapter 4. Clue, not enough to solve mystery. The classroom was hot with the sun streaming through the windows onto Justin. The heat was making him nod off from time to time, but he fought it. No sense in wasting sleep when he wouldn't have enough time to dream travel before the bell rang. Finally, the shrill sound signaled time to go to the next period's class. Today he was excited because the bell meant going to study hall in the library. Entering the double doors, Justin headed for the nearest computer to see if he could cut short his search for the lost colony by using the internet. The idea came from his sister Jessica after he explained his mission. "Just type in, what clues did the lost colony leave?" and hit enter, Jessica told him. Justin followed the directions, and up popped a list of websites. One might give him exactly what he needed. After opening several websites, he found two clues left behind by the colonists. Croatoan, carved on a post, and crow, carved in the bark of a tree. John White had said that there was a carving on a tree. He must have been talking about the crow, Justin thought. But what do the clues mean? Were they a strange language or a code? He decided to see if the computer could once again provide an answer. Croatoan, he typed in the search bar. Wikipedia offered more clues. It said that the Croatoans were a small Native American group living in the coastal areas of what is now North Carolina. They may have been a branch of the larger Roanoke people or allied with them. The Roanoke and the Croatoan were believed to have been on good terms with English settlers of the Roanoke colony. And there was Manteo, a Croatoan, the chief. Surely he would know something important. Justin surfed the internet some more and found that the tribe Manteo led and the island they lived on part of the year were both called Croatan, but later both were referred to as Hatteras. Hatteras Island? I know where that is. That's part of the Outer Banks, he mumbled to himself. Before the name changed, members of the tribe were called Croatoans, and they were part of the huge Algonquin nation. Manteo was a friend to the English and had even traveled to England, and he was the first Indian to be baptized in the New World. That's it, Justin thought. He would try to find Manteo. He might know where the lost colony disappeared. Later that night, Justin was stretched across his bed doing homework while Jessica and younger sister Jenna lay on the floor playing a board game. Jenna didn't often talk. She could speak, but usually just chose to be a silent onlooker. "You have stuff under your bed," Jenna said. "I don't have things under mine." Annoyed by her observation, Justin replied, "Well, good for you, smarty pants. I'll clean mine out sometime." He closed his math textbook. "Okay, I'm going to bed. So find another floor to lie on," Justin barked at his sisters. Gathering up the game pieces, the girls started to leave the room. "You should clean under your bed," Jenna said, as a parting shot. Justin hurried through his bedtime routine and then settled in under the sheets. He was going to look for Manteo. This has been a reading of Where is the Lost Colony, made available by the North Carolina Press Foundation, written by Sandy Siemens, editor of the Outer Banks Sentinel, read by Mary Miller of the New York News Publishers Association, NIE program, and sponsored by the New York Newspapers Foundation.